This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. Talk radio that you can take control of. If you'd like to join us in the conversation tonight, the telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Now, this article we've been talking about from Rutherford.org, its headline is, Make Way for the Snitch State, the All-Seeing Fourth Branch of Government. It goes on for quite a bit, and so I'm not going to pretend that we should read the whole thing here on air, but we will, of course, put it out on our social media, so if you want to read the rest of it, you can. If you thought that it was revealing and amazing and, you know, depressing or at least overwhelming in what the surveillance sector is and how large it's grown, well, wait till you read the second half of this article because it goes on to detail all of the things. And I just want to read a couple of bits. The surveillance sector is merely one small part of a shadowy, permanent government comprised of unelected bureaucrats who march in lockstep with profit-driven corporations that actually runs Washington, D.C., and works to keep us under close watch and thus under control. For example, Google openly works with the NSA. Amazon has built a massive $600 million intelligence database for the CIA. And the telecommunications industry is making a fat profit by spying on us for the government.
Fascism, yay!
It is definitely fascism. The snitch culture has further empowered the surveillance state.
I think the worst group when you read all of the surveillance groups was the hotline hotline snitchers or the people who can enter tips.
Oh, yeah, the tip hotlines, right? Yeah.
It's kind of the worst.
Well, and, like, I remember seeing those for, like, news stories going way back.
Yeah, those are ancient.
You know, if you see news or a headline, call the tip line for Channel 4 or whatever TV station du jour was in your area when you were growing up. I remember that. But the ones that are now the government-sponsored ones are the ones that disturb me the most. It's not just a news agency, you know, looking for, tips from the community. It's the government looking for citizens to snitch on each other.
And one of the worst recruiters of this is just, what is it called? Sorry. True crime. Like, true crime YouTubers are always putting, like, and I'm going to put the FBI tip line down below if you know anything about this. I mean, like, of course, like, if you knew something directly about a murder, then the only option you really have is to tell the government at this point in time. So maybe, like, if you really knew who killed somebody, you know, it'd be good. But I'm sure there's so many busybodies out there, like, well, that guy in the grocery store was so weird to me today. I'm going to put in a tip.
Yeah, most of the stuff they get is garbage when it comes to tips and tip lines. But if you troll through the information, they can pull, you know.
I bet they
stuff
think
out.
Yeah, they sure can. A lot of that's pretty valuable to them.
Well, and it's no secret too that in one of the most hated regimes, that would be the Nazi regime, that their network of spies, particularly spying on their own citizens, didn't contain that many people, but it was effective because they would have the people snitch on, well, other citizens, themselves, essentially. If you thought Bob coming home at a weird hour that he doesn't normally come home at, you know, your neighbor across the street, if you thought that was strange and you let somebody know, why, they might get paid a visit by some secretive government goon. It's just same thing is happening here today, but on a digital scale. So you don't actually get to meet the government goon doing the snooping on you if somebody thinks you're keeping odd hours or acting weirdly because, you know, you're a free human being and we're all different from each other. We're going to act different from each other. If one of your neighbors doesn't like that, well, they're going to call a snitch line. They're going to let somebody know, and they're going to spy on you even harder than they do everybody else.
It's slaves telling the masters on other slaves.
It is.
Right?
So, at any rate, I've posted that out, so if you're on any of our media, you're free to go and read the rest of the article. It is worth the read, but it will certainly, it left me, when I was finished reading it, with a very large gut feeling that the world is not improving in any way, shape, or form, at least when it comes to the organization that calls themselves government. Speaking of which, you guys know governments use drones these days, right?
Yeah, they used one on the house here, on the building.
They sure did.
That was the government that put that drone through my window and froze me in such a fear that I had to step into glass-filled shoes?
Yep, sure was. Well, this according to Yahoo News, now a rogue killer drone hunted down a human target without being instructed to do so.
Oh, my God.
Says a UN report. Yeah.
Did the drone that came into my house have guns on it?
I don't know.
You know, they actually were trying to prevent me from filming at the time.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like, I got it on film, but I couldn't get a good shot.
Hmm.
So, I don't know.
I have a good shot in my memory.
At one point in space and time, it would have been illegal for the government to put guns on a drone, particularly for police use. I assume that's not true any longer, but I don't know that for a fact.
I mean, it's not like they follow their own laws anyway, so they may be doing it even if it is illegal, and who's going to stop them?
Well, they are getting a bunch of equipment from the military, so I would think that as time goes by, we'll see them more armed and with different weapons and larger, you know, payloads and able to do more stuff.
Yep. And tanks have been widely dispersed throughout the United States to police departments, and we saw one here.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that what was on my friend lawn?
Yes. They are called Bearcats. There were two of them, and they were on the front lawn, both of them. At least one of them, if not both of them, had a battering ram attached to the front, which they used to cave in the front doors of the building here on both sides.
I just learned that it was only the 75 side.
Only one side?
Only one side.
That's where I saw the Bearcat with the battering ram in, I believe, some of Chris's footage, or
yeah,
somebody got a snapshot of it.
They intended to use
it. I just assumed they did the same thing on the other side.
Oh, well,
we didn't really get any footage, good footage, on the other side, because I was on this side, and I was pretty much the only one here at those hours that, you know, that they were really doing stuff. I did end up going over here later on, but it was, you know, after everything was pretty much over anyway.
I think if we weren't going to, like, willfully open the front door, then they were planning on using it on this side, because it was right up to it was right in my yard. Like, it looked like it. I mean, why else would it be there? It seemed like it was
You know what it comes down to is these are toys for them. They didn't need it on either side, but they decided to use it on.
Yeah,
and you know what's funny is they didn't even use it on the side that it made sense to use it on, because the guns were not on that side of the property, right?
Well,
their excuse is that there were guns in the house, they used it on the wrong side.
Nothing they've done in this case makes any real sense.
Honestly, now that I think about it, if the excuse was guns, how come nobody's house got raided at all? Why didn't they just knock on nobody's side?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It doesn't make any sense.
Why didn't they just knock in the first place?
Well, yeah, but according to their excuse, their lame excuse, it was legally owned guns.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the crazy thing is, it's not like this was the first time they raided. They've raided before. So they didn't need the drone before. They didn't need the Bearcat before. They didn't need, you know, a dozen, you know, people in military uniforms to come and, you know, they're police uniforms, but military-like uniforms and clothing and, you know, they had bulletproof vests on and total body armor and everything. Yeah.
I think they were hoping to make this into a wake-up because of the religious affiliations.
It could seem that way, I have to say.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The number 603-283-6160. 6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all of the latest cryptocurrency news all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so in the previous segment, I teased this headline from Yahoo News, also known as Yahoo News. A rogue killer drone hunted down a human target without being instructed to, a UN report says. So my immediate thoughts without even reading any of this article is this how Skynet starts? I'm a big fan of, like...
What's Skynet?
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Yes.
You ever see The Terminator? Or the
no.
Terminator 2?
No.
Or the Terminator 3?
No.
Or the Terminator 4?
Is she too young for that?
Maybe. She may be too young for that.
I do think I remember my parents watching it, but I've never watched it.
So the Terminator was set in, we'll say, the mid-80s. And it was about a guy who came back in time to save a lady who was going to have a kid that was going to save the world. And then the evil machines, which had taken over, also sent a robot back, known as the Terminator, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Plus, he was bad.
Yeah, he was the bad.
Definitely.
Guy. And so, you know, the movie played out, you know, in that kind of way. So,
well, actually, he wasn't bad in the second one.
Well, but in the first one, he was.
Yeah.
And so Skynet is the, we'll call it the precipice, the point in which... you know, it turned into a war between humans and machines. Machines gained sentience and started being able to make their own decisions and, you know, act autonomously without human interaction in a way that benefited them. And their analysis of human beings were that human beings were not necessary and should be exterminated.
We all need to go back to 2006 internet and just play Neopets.
Oh, wow.
Neopets. All right. So, at any rate, there's a word for that when AI becomes sentient. Oh, the singularity. That's what it is. That's the term I'm trying to use. So, technology reaches the singularity point, and then, you know, it's based on people's fears of what might happen, right, with all this technology that we're doing.
You know, it's kind of interesting that they say it's, you know, AI as opposed to, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a human that pressed that button to send that drone up. And there was a human that programmed it to determine, you know, what to kill. Now, maybe they didn't specify a particular person, but they did specify a particular class, people with weapons or,
well,
you know,
let's find out.
Uniform or something.
A deadly drone hunted down a human target without being instructed to do so, a UN report says. The incident took place during clashes in Libya last year, the Daily Star reported. Experts are sounding the alarm about the lack of regulation around using, quote, killer robots, unquote.
Oh, God, we're already a year out from the singularity.
What do you mean?
Because this happened a year ago.
Oh, well, I don't.
Oh, right.
I don't know. We don't know that this was the singularity, but, you know, it would certainly be a thought that I had when I first read this headline. A lethal weaponized drone hunted down a human target without being told to, likely for the first time, according to the UN report seen by The New Scientist. I believe that's a magazine. It's capitalized.
Has it said if it killed him?
Hunted down a human target. I assume that it did.
But I mean, isn't that what they're implying? That's a good question. Technically, it doesn't say it.
They
could have, like, pressed abort, right? Before it killed him or something.
Or it just didn't succeed at killing him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting. In the March 2020 incident, a Cargo 2 quadcopter autonomously attacked a person during a conflict between Libyan government forces and a breakaway military faction led by the Libyan National Army's Khalifa Haftar, the Daily Star reported. the Turkish-built Kargu 2, a deadly attack drone designed for asymmetric warfare and anti-terrorist operations, targeted one of Haftar's soldiers while he tried to retreat, according to the paper. The drone, which can be directed to detonate on impact, was flying in a highly effective autonomous mode that required no human controller, the New York Post reported. The lethal autonomous weapon systems were programmed to attack targets without requiring data connectivity between the operator and the munition. In effect, a true fire-forget-and-find capability, the report from the UN Security Council's panel of experts on Libya said.
I mean, it sounds like this is something they've had to a degree already. You know, there's certain decisions that missiles can make. For example, if they detect another missile, like, going after them and to shoot it out of the sky without necessarily having connectivity. So, I don't know, this is kind of, and even, like, they can send missiles, for example, into other countries without connectivity, too, where they use, I hate to use the word AI, but AI-like technology, yeah. They've had this for a long time, where it basically maps the ground, and it, based on the ground terrain, finds its target, even though it doesn't have GPS, you know, access, basically satellite access.
This is likely the first time drones have attacked humans without instructions to do so, Zach Kallenborn, a national security consultant who specializes in unmanned systems and drones, confirmed in the report. Kallenborn has concerns about the future of autonomous drones. How brittle is the object recognition system, he said in the report? How often does it misidentify targets? Jack Watling, a researcher on land warfare at the Royal United Services Institute, told the New Scientist that the incident demonstrates the urgent and important need to discuss the potential regulation of autonomous weapons. Human Rights Watch has called for an end to so-called killer robots and is campaigning for a preemptive ban on the development, production, and use of fully autonomous weapons, according to a report by the nonprofit.
I know somebody who tested weapons in Arizona. That was his job on a proving ground in Yuma. And he got to test some kind of a vehicle that they were, just a regular vehicle that wasn't, like, new. Mm-hmm. But the new thing they were testing was they were controlling it with Xbox controllers.
Sure.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, why reinvent the wheel? You already have a perfectly good controller that most of the youth is familiar with, and so when you recruit them into militaries and things like that, here's something you're already familiar with.
It's, you know, it was probably a modified Xbox controller for, prototyping purposes, as opposed to the
sure.
final product.
But still.
Still, yeah.
You know, here's a device you're intimately familiar with. Yep. Up, down, left, right, you know, how to circle around. All that kind of stuff. Two triggers on either side.
Call of Duty. That becomes real.
603-283-6160. What do you think of killer drones? More Free Talk Live. It's coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is closely monitoring a pair of Iranian ships that may be headed to Venezuela. It's unclear if the ships are carrying weapons. Iran and Venezuela are allies and have been the subjects of stiff American sanctions. President Biden will not be reluctant about raising certain issues with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two leaders meet later this month, so said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during the briefing.
I don't think we're setting this up to be a meeting where there will is going to be, an outcome that resolves every issue or every challenge in our relationship.
Republicans on Capitol Hill criticizing the Biden administration for waiving sanctions on a Russian pipeline to Germany. Facebook banning former President Trump until 2023 when they'll revisit their decision. USA Radio News. One country's not too excited about looking into the origins of COVID-19.
As the world tries to get to the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, China is stonewalling the investigation, going as far as to threaten nuclear war with the United States. Former White House coronavirus testing czar Brett Jarrah on Fox News says lab leaks are not uncommon.
SARS has leaked out of a laboratory and even caused secondary deaths. We know that in 1979, anthrax leaked out of a Soviet laboratory and killed 60 people. So lab leaks are not uncommon, and I really think data like people getting ill in November from the laboratory, if that proves true, that coincides exactly when we know this virus hit China.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Trump says the ruling that'll keep him off Facebook for a while is an insult. The former president blasting the decision, which means he won't be allowed on the social media platform until January 2023. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Bunch of people sitting around talking into microphones on the radio and on the internet and on a couple of satellite stations, talking from the perspective of peace, prosperity, freedom, things of that nature.
I am a peace nun.
You are a peace nun. I'm a reverend. Are you a reverend?
I haven't claimed any title.
Okay, very nice.
Titles are not my thing.
Indeed. Obviously, it's my thing because I've got, I don't know, 17 or whatever, however long that name of mine is.
I chose a title that I can define myself, and I'm in the process of writing up my definition.
But the title that I have, and that's very good, it's good to have definitions of your titles. The titles that I have are done with a bit of tongue-in-cheek, right? It's because I don't really like titles all that much, and so I, instead of not having one, I've gone the other direction, and I've made one of the most obnoxious titles a human being might possibly be able to have, but also it's got some humor in it, too, so there's that.
Is this true?
Yes. This is Free Talk Live. If you're just tuning in, you're wondering what these people are babbling on about. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Bonnie.
And Chris.
We were talking about the rogue killer drone, and I couldn't find anything that specifically says the person that it targeted died. I can't imagine they'd call it a rogue killer drone unless it had, but
they also called it deadly.
Yes.
Yeah, that would suggest it killed somebody.
But I wanted to move on. You guys are familiar with some of the we'll call them incentive campaigns for any of the three virus vaccines, right?
Yep, the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. Offering donuts.
Oh, wait, Krispy Kreme, sorry.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
There's a bunch of them. It's not just like one or two companies. It's
beer, right? Some places offering weed.
It's a trend.
It's, yeah.
Even lottery tickets.
Lottery, win millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, whatever it is.
AKA a chance to win.
Yeah, governments too.
Yes, places were giving out scratch-off lottery tickets.
And the politician's son still gets the lottery. I'm just kidding. I just assume that happens. They probably pre-choose who gets it.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of things in this world that could help a lot of people, and I don't see them being given away for free. I also don't think that if something needs this much of a government-sponsored marketing campaign behind it, that it's able to sell itself. That is to say, if these things were really, truly effective, that people would be lining up for them.
Well, if the benefit was not...
They'd be kicking doors down for it, you know?
Like, yeah, this is more of a situation where the benefits don't outweigh the dangers, right?
Right.
And that's why they have to market it to you. That's why they have to sell it to you. And, you know, they really have to push hard.
Yeah, and they're pushing really hard, and that makes me think that it's totally not worth it. I say that because, I mean, I got the thing. I had the thing. I was out for 2 weeks.
Oh, COVID, the shot.
Yeah,
not the shot. I got the COVID, and I was out for 2 weeks. Mostly really 1 week. The second week was just because I'm a former smoker, and it went into my lungs, and I was doing a lot of coughing for that second week, and it just wouldn't have been good to be on a radio show broadcast to, you know, maybe a couple hundred stations nationwide and coughing all the time. So I had to wait until that subsided.
Yeah, I know somebody who got the shot, actually, and they also had COVID. And the COVID shot was, I would say, on par, maybe a little bit less bad, as actually having had COVID.
Right, so they got the symptoms of COVID because they got
for a couple of days, and they were sick for, you know, maybe probably 3 or 4 days. They were sick because of the shot, mm-hmm. really bad, and then they were sick for maybe a week.
Like some people on some of my social media, that same kind of thing. They get the jab, and then they're like, oh, I've lost my sense of taste for a few days, and, you know, I'm sick to my stomach, and, you know, I've got chills and fever and that kind of a thing. So
yeah, it's definitely unsold me on, like, getting a shot anytime soon.
I'm going to stop calling them people who got the shots and start calling them science experiments.
The lab rats.
Definitely a science experiment. I know somebody who got the science experiment, and that's exactly what it was. Now,
just kidding, they're still people, but...
Yeah.
Or are they?
Well, I mean, people experiment on themselves all the time. So, like, I don't know. I mean, every time there's a new vaccine or a new drug or whatever, they, you know, the initial people who take it are, you know, they're being experimented on.
And I am also smoking a vape. So that's kind of science experiment.
Well, you're vaping a vape.
There's a risk. There's a risk and a benefit to everything, right? Like, even when you are an experiment, you know, I mean, this time, your benefits are probably not that much because nobody's paying you for it. But in other cases, you know, you get a paycheck with it sometimes. So
this is my last vape. I decided that.
Anybody paying you to vape?
No. I'm paying to vape.
What's the benefit?
Nothing.
Is that why you're quitting?
Well, I'm quitting because I don't want to get wrinkles.
Okay. Wow. So the benefit, you know, not getting wrinkles outweighs the benefit of vaping.
Yes.
For you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So we were talking initially at the top of this segment about, you know, people aggressively marketing the free vaccines with, you know, tempting prizes. And, you know, I call it get stabbed for cash and prizes. California is no stranger to any of this. The only thing that I found, in fact, I just noticed it now. This is from, it's covid19.ca.gov, Vax for the Win. Is the name title here on this California government website. I just noticed that it says countdown to reopening June 15th. That's news to me that California would even bother to reopen based on, well, it being California. I would think they would.
Isn't California a failed state? Wasn't everybody fleeing from California?
Yeah, I mean,
they're all in Texas.
Not everybody, but, you know, many folks are leaving California. Anyway, they have one of these incentive programs. It's called California's Vaccine Incentive Program. Get vaccinated, get rewarded. Are you already vaccinated or about to be? Great. You'll have a chance at winning $50,000 or a grand prize of $1.5 million. Not yet vaccinated to COVID-19? Listen up. Get vaccinated as soon as possible to be eligible for a $50 incentive card and other cash prizes. We want to thank you for helping us in beating the pandemic in California.
Wait, is it beat already?
Is it what?
Is the pandemic beat? Is California declaring that?
It says we want to thank you for helping us beat the pandemic in California.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Perhaps the beatings continue because there's still government.
Well, the beatings won't stop with government.
That's what I mean. The beatings won't continue because there's government.
If you accept government and you continue to participate in the system, you are part of the problem.
Guantanamo Bay is still open.
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah, me and Mark and Ian had a show like a couple months ago talking about it.
I thought they closed it.
Nope.
See, they want you to think that.
That's right.
It's not the case.
So they have a couple of bold... you know, things here. It says $15 million in prizes, $50,000 Fridays, and $50 cards. How you can win $15 million in prizes. It's our biggest thank you yet to Californians who have received their COVID-19 vaccine. 10 winners will be selected on June 15th to receive $1.5 million each. Prizes totaling $15 million! Exclamation mark. All Californians who have had at least one COVID-19 dose will automatically be entered. This just sounds like more tracking to me, right? You know, like, and why are they giving this away to folks who have had at least one instead of both? You know?
They're just trying to sell them.
Yeah, I don't know. You'll be eligible to win $1.5 million if you live in California, are age 12 or older, and have received at least a first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Prize money will be paid after the winner has completed their vaccination series. Incarcerated persons and persons outside of California are not eligible. See terms and conditions.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, the number 603-283-6160, again 603-283-6160, in the studio, it's myself, the captain,
it's Bonnie,
and Chris,
on March 16th of 2021, terrorists, calling themselves government agents, conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people were kidnapped. We call these people the Crypto Six. They were taken into custody, as the terrorists like to call it. And Ian Freeman spent 69 days in a cage. And the person named Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, remains behind bars. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund. There's links to a video about what happened on that day and links to some other information as well. But these charges are not a joke. It's going to take serious legal teams and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is also very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com.
Thank you to everybody who has donated.
Indeed. So, we've been talking about all sorts of fun things, but I wanted to talk about, like, do you guys sometimes feel like things are over-politicized?
Like, on Twitter. All the time, you mean?
And, like, does it seem like politics is seeping into our daily life and ruining everything?
Yeah.
That's the headline from this article from Reason. Politics is seeping into our daily life and ruining everything. Americans are choosing jobs, brands, and friends for partisan reasons, say researchers. Is there anything that politics can't ruin? The answer, it appears, is a resounding no. As partisan conflict creeps into all areas of American life, our political affiliations, researchers say, obstruct friendships, influence our purchases, affect the positions we take on seemingly apolitical matters, and limit our job choices.
And ruin movies.
And it so ruins movies and TV shows. As a result, many people are poorer, lonelier, and less healthy than they would otherwise be. And I think anybody who calls himself like a libertarian or an anarchist or a voluntarist or, you know, I own myself type of people, independent people, I think they feel this probably more than somebody who calls themselves like a Democrat or a Republican. And I say that just because they're the two largest, you know, political dividers that are known in this country.
Yeah, I'm always welcoming to people who have different opinions than my own, because I know if you don't, you end up in this echo chamber, you know, and it doesn't end well.
Yeah.
But Chris will be mad at you if you defend your job by saying that you're not committing violence when you in fact are.
Yeah, that will annoy me, that's for sure.
Do I dare ask? No, I don't. The article continues. Political polarization is having far-reaching impacts on American life, harming consumer welfare and creating challenges for people ranging from elected officials and policymakers to corporate executives and marketers, according to a new paper in the Journal of Public Policy and Marketing by researchers from Arizona State University, the University of Wyoming, and four other U.S. universities. The researchers find that people's chosen political identities become self-reinforcing through associations with groups with shared beliefs. Echo chamber.
Exactly.
Our associations can even create a group-specific shared reality. Echo chamber. That makes it harder to relate to those with opposing views. As society has become increasingly polarized, politicians' objectives diverge, and their animosity toward the opposition grows, thereby reducing the opportunity for compromise, the researchers warn. Partisan incivility is a major reason for failed dialogue. Uncivil exchanges result in disagreement and greater polarization, regardless of the evidence presented.
I think it's also a great reason, too, if you're a white person, listen to the complaints of minorities in society, because if you're just a white person who only knows other white people, and you can get into this echo chamber.
So wait a minute, if I'm a Native American or, you know, black or something else, should I not listen to other minorities?
Everybody should listen to people of other colors. So yeah, but I'm just saying, as a white person, if you're only friends with white people.
Oh, okay, I follow you.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying only white people need to concern themselves with minorities.
No, it's just like something I kind of see a lot. Like people think, oh, well, it's not a big deal. Like what they're saying isn't really a big deal. Maybe you should just listen to their stories.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that goes for, I mean, people of, you know, any ilk. I don't, you know, whether it's the color of their skin, their religion, you know, the culture that they are from, and maybe now they're in your culture, or maybe you're in their culture now, and you come from a different culture. I don't understand why people are so, I don't know, segregated. Like, it seems they self-segregate. You know, some people would say that, well, it's natural for that to happen. You know, maybe. But, I mean, I prefer to be around people of different varieties of experiences at a minimum. You know, that's one of the things about the community here, the folks that are in, you know, sort of the freedom movement, if you will. Everybody comes from somewhere else, almost to a person. There are some people that, you know, are from New Hampshire that are in the liberty movement, the freedom movement, you know, the larger, you know, picture of this kind of stuff. But a good majority of the people I have met since I moved here 2 years ago are not from here. And so it's great because everybody has sort of an origin story that you can get to know. Where did they come from? What did they do? How did they, you know, when did they decide they were going to come here and move to New Hampshire? You know, what was the linchpin? What finally made them decide to move? You know, all that kind of stuff. It's great because this stuff builds character and it shows that these people are about the principle of the situation.
Oh, yeah.
And they're willing to risk literally their entire lives by moving to a different state.
It's easy to talk. It's hard. You know, it's hard to actually do, and the people here have done, and that's why, you know, it's so much better to hear from people who have actually moved, because you know they're serious about what they're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it says a lot about the character of a person when they actually pick up
right.
and move for a principled reason versus, oh, my job moved me here, or, you know, we got to move for, like, some other reason. You know, my dad died and left me his house, so I guess I'll go live in that, right? I mean, those are plenty of good reasons to move, but, like, when people pick up and move by their own volition, their own choice, yep. for something like to help spread freedom. Right. To me, that says way more about a person's character.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because it's like it's easy to move over money, but you know that's not the people moving here. You know, it's like it might you're better off here, sure, than a lot of places, but that's a side effect, not the reason.
Yeah, indeed. So as society has become increasingly polarized, politicians' objectives diverge. We talked about that already. People's partisan identities influence the range of people with whom they are willing to have relationships, the brands they purchase, and the jobs they take. In an era of public health concerns, people often choose positions on matters such as vaccines or mask wearing, not based on a rational assessment of the issues, but on a plug-and-play adoption of their tribe's stances. This sort of politicized decision-making can stand in the way of rational choices and healthy connections. And I know that just I'm more of a spectator on social media than I am a participant. I participate, don't get me wrong, but like I watch more than I post, right? It's from that old poem, "There once was an owl who lived in an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we all be more like that wise old bird?"
Cute.
Right?
I do have to check myself. After a conversation with Chris driving to the Bitcoin embassy.
This Chris?
Yeah. So before this conversation with Chris, I was getting into this mindset of like, honestly, I don't want to say hate, but dislike everybody who's wearing a mask because they're contributing to the government that put my boyfriend in a cage. But
I remember you expressing those sentiments.
So after having this conversation with Chris, I've kind of changed my mind on that. I don't want to just, assume
you're pro-mask now?
No, I just don't. I want to not assume things about people just because they're wearing a mask.
I have seen things recently since we're talking about the masks that I'd forgotten. Like, I was at a restaurant, and there was a table full of people, like 12, 13 people, all sitting around a table very close together in a large group, because that hasn't been able to happen.
Without a mask on?
All without masks.
Oh.
You know? Like, you know, they would separate these people, put out two different tables to maintain social distancing, that kind of thing. Hour number three of Free Talk Live is coming up. That's right.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.